I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590-965-WKZO, good Saturday morning, and welcome to Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, Garden, and Bird Center, located there at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us in the studio, of course, is your host, Roger Taylor.
Carolyn hasn't had to come in and work with me in a long time. But
you regret it now, don't you?
Yeah, well, no good deed goes unpunished. But she was right in with us, singing along with eels, and even pounding on the desk at the appropriate time.
What a pal.
And you said she couldn't be trained.
I blew out my computer screen, but, you know, it's fine. Pounding on the desk.
Small price to pay.
Yep. No big deal.
Yeah, we appreciate your enthusiasm. Welcome to Birdwatch, everybody. It's a Saturday morning, and as usual, we've got a trivia question for you. And the prizes remain pretty consistent.
Okay.
A 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's. And you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where soon we will see hummingbirds.
Soon.
And I mean soon. We already have reports up in the middle part of Indiana. And that means they're approximately a one-day migration from here. If we can get some warm days with a southerly breeze, we may actually see hummingbirds arriving in our part of the state. Forever, I have suggested that Income Tax Day is the best day to start your hummingbird feeder, and this year, it appears, is no exception to that standing order. Start your hummingbird feeder on Income Tax Day. That way, at least something good happens that day. I did mine last night. I owe, and so I felt no urge to file early.
That's understandable.
But I mailed in my money.
Okay.
There were tears in my eyes when I did. At any rate, back to the trivia question. There is a particular reason I'm using this bird, and we'll discuss that after this bird is identified.
Hmm.
382-4280-877-382-4280. If you think you know who this is, give us a call. A 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend is yours. A gift certificate to the River Lake Inn is yours. And all you have to do is tell us who this is. And let's go to the phones.
All right, that we shall. First one to give it a try this morning up in Plainwell is Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Got a guess on who that is?
A sapsucker.
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Okay.
But thanks for trying.
I appreciate the try, Sue. Head right back down to Kalamazoo. And Judy, good morning.
Hey, Judy, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Roger. Thanks. And you?
Good. Got a guess for us.
My guess is kind of falling apart, I think.
Uh-oh.
How about a robin?
No, I'm sorry. It's not. But thanks for taking a shot at it, Judy.
Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for the try, Judy. 590-965 WKZO 382-4280-1-877-382-4280. If you know the answer to this morning's audio quiz.
Who is that?
All right. Annette here in Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Hi, Annette.
Good morning. I was hoping I'd get a hint while I was waiting.
I played it again for you.
I know. I hear that little guy sometimes, I think, but it's so close to something else, I'm not sure. I'm going to guess that it's not a finch. Well, yeah, the rose. What's the red finch? A purple finch. I'm just going to guess.
Okay. Thanks for your guess, but I'm sorry.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the try. And to Vicksburg we go. Melody, good morning. You're on 590-96.5 WKZO.
Melody, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fat and sassy. You got a guess for us?
My guess is a wood duck?
No, but you're on to something there. Water is a hint. But thanks for taking a shot at it. Have a good one, Melody.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
All righty. Thanks for the try. Linda in Lawrence. Good morning.
Hey, Linda in Lawrence. Do you know who this is?
No, I wish I did. How about a green heron?
No, I'm sorry. But that's a good guess.
Right.
And water is involved with a green heron.
Thanks a lot,
Roger. You bet. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks for the try, Linda. Back to Kalamazoo we come. And Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How about a sparrow?
No, you've got to think much bigger than that. But thanks for taking a shot at it, Amy.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, this is a bird that is associated with water, if you didn't pick up on my hint that I dropped earlier. Let's see if Scott in Goebbels picked up on my hint.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Roger. Hey, I'm guessing a coot.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. But thanks for taking a guess.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Have a good one. Yes, and I have reason after we get through this, if I'm not still sitting here with Greg, to talk about this bird. It is seen in the Kalamazoo area regularly.
Okay.
And it's in the news regularly. And here he or she is again. Water is involved, but not necessarily swimming.
Okay. All right. 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. Head to Pawpaw. Dina, good morning.
Hi,
good
Dina.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is it a pileated woodpecker?
No, I'm sorry,
no?
It's not. But
okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate the try. Up to Al again. Let's head there with Terry. Good morning.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning. Is it a kingfisher?
No, but you're getting closer. But thanks for taking a shot at it, Terry.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, thanks for the try, Terry. Ed in Portage, good morning.
Morning. How about a snipe?
No, I'm sorry, it's not. But
okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Yep. I appreciate the try, Ed.
This bird is associated with water, but is not a water bird. It is not a swimmer. It doesn't float on the water.
Okay.
But it does live near water and eat from water. And this bird in the last 4 or 5 years has become somewhat infamous near downtown. I'm giving more hints.
Is that, I was going to say, is that another hint?
Yes.
All right.
And let's go to
Steve.
I don't know.
Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How about a blue heron?
No, I'm sorry, it's not, but thanks for trying.
All right, thanks for the try, Steve. Mike, right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hi, Mike.
How about a wren?
No, I'm sorry. It's much, much larger than that, but I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the try, Mike. Let's see. Jay, he is in Pretty Lake. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm well. We have loons out here just to report a cool bird sighting.
Oh, neat, neat.
And with the, I'm going to change my answer to, it just must be a Canadian goose.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. No.
Downtown bird, water bird?
Yeah. Nope. It's, but I did mention it doesn't swim in water.
Oh, yeah. Didn't catch that part.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to the rest of the folks.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much, Jay. 590-965 WKZO 382-4280-1877-382-4280. If you think you know the answer to this morning's audio quiz, Roger Taylor, Birdwatch here on 590-965 WKZO.
Hmm.
What happened here?
He's got a frog in his throat.
Okay.
No pun intended. Okay.
All
let's
right.
And we're gonna have to pay some bills here before too long. So maybe after this guess.
All right. Carol in Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Hey, Carol.
Hello. Hi. I think I know what it is.
And what is it?
I think it's the osprey.
And we have a winner. Finally. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. You can see his nest downtown.
Yes. And I have not seen the bird personally, but, that's next week's quiz. It's just... Oh, there's that loon we heard earlier.
Oh.
Yes, I have heard reports of the osprey being back on their nesting site along the Kalamazoo River, right near downtown. And for getting that right, 20 pounds of Roger's Blend is yours from our friends at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a friend with you for dinner, your meal is half price.
Thank you.
You bet. Hold on, Carol. We're going to send you back into Carolyn, and she'll need some information, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
All right. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is where Southwest Michigan begins to bloom. For 67 years, Waddell's has offered extra hardy, northern-grown plants that have beautified landscapes in the Kalamazoo Portage area. And, folks, this is an aside, but that growing them locally makes a great deal of difference. If you have a plant that was born and raised in Georgia, discovering Michigan winter can be a problem. So get plants that were grown here, not only to keep your money in the area, but to have a plant that will do better growing here. For a burst of bright color in your landscape, get a crabapple tree. There are four different varieties. They're all on sale for just $24.97. Another beauty is the avalanchier tree. Avalanchiers bloom in the spring with a blanket of white flowers. Later, the birds will enjoy the dark fruit. Then in the fall, you'll enjoy the bright orange foliage. Two sizes of amelanchiers are on sale, including the 3-foot size for just $29.99. Other beautiful choices on sale this week include the 5 to 6 foot tall redbud trees for just $59.97, or get the Jane Magnolia tree with dark pink blooms for just $98.97. From gorgeous blooming azalea shrubs to graceful dogwood trees, there's dozens of blooming choices to add beauty to your landscape. Stop in to visit with one of Waddell's certified nursery specialists. They'll help you decide which plant would be just perfect for your outdoor living area. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
And the answer to the trivia question this morning was an osprey. Throughout April, come to the River Lake Inn and enjoy a magnificent 20-ounce aged USDA-certified Angus T-bone steak for just $24.95. They'll grill it to perfection and give you your choice of potato and their full salad bar. River Lake Inn is also featuring fresh lake perch plus their popular shrimp trio. A scrumptious trio of fresh beer-battered shrimp, classic scampi, and the delectable Thai shrimp. Both features include the potato and their full salad bar. Plus, mark on your calendar the Spring Wine Dinner. It's on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6:30. A four-course gourmet meal featuring a raspberry vinaigrette spring salad, shrimp cocktail, and filet Oscar, each paired with Tempo Vino private label wines. And for dessert, dark chocolate cream brulee with raspberry drizzle paired with a glass of ruby red chocolate port. Come enjoy an evening of exceptional food and wonderful wine for just $69.95 a person. Reservations are required. For details and directions, simply go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
590-965 WKZO. We're getting near the bottom of the hour and part ways, but we want to squeak in Nancy real quick. She's calling in from Three Rivers, Roger. She has a question. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I have actually a list of questions, if that's okay.
We're running out of time. Start at number one. We'll go as far as we can.
Do all juncos leave?
Yes.
Okay. How common are brown creepers?
Their numbers are down, but it's always a pleasure to see them. They're not as common as they were when I was young, but many things are not as common as when I was young.
Okay. One more question. I live on the lake, and most everything comes in pairs or in groups.
Mm-hmm.
And for several years, we have one male loon that comes. Always by himself, and he stays for a couple weeks, and then he goes.
Okay.
Is he single? Does he mate up when he gets where he's going?
He's likely single. A loon lives such long lives, frequently 20 years or longer, that they don't start breeding till they're 4 or 5 years old. And that could be a juvenile loon who hasn't a mate and is in his adolescence, so to speak. And seeing loons for a couple of weeks this time of year as they're moving around is fairly common. But my guess is just young enough that he doesn't have a girlfriend yet.
Okay, and do you know how many nesting pairs of eagles are down along the Portage River down here in Three Rivers?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
Couldn't even hazard a guess.
Okay, because we see eagles periodically here.
Yeah, yeah.
Lake they come through.
Oh, their numbers in Michigan are returning, so that's good to hear, good to see, and thanks for sharing that, Nancy.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Well, that's going to do it for Birdwatch. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy the snow showers today. I'll talk to you Monday afternoon in the trifecta.
598-965 WKZO. Check local news and around the home with Greg Crawford next.